This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you if you've been using on-demand delivery services during lockdown. You have about 16 minutes to get in touch with us and tell us. And we'll get to
The poll results
in just a bit after a story about Rick Astley. So the official video of Rick Astley's 1987 hit Before Arvin Was Born, possibly.
Yeah. No, the year Arvin was born.
The year Arvin was born, yeah. Never Gonna Give You Up has surpassed 1 billion plays on YouTube. But exactly how much does that translate into moolah, into cash? With some songs having crossed as many as 7 billion views in recent years, like Luis Fonsi's Despacito.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 1 billion club isn't quite as prestigious as it once was, but the achievement goes to show the staying power of the Rickroll prank.
Right. So the video hit daily views of 2.3 million on April Fool's Day, according to Billboard. Just in the past couple of years, there have been Fortnite emotes and fan-made 4K remasters. Yeah. Rickrolling started in 2007 when 4chan users started pranking people looking for one video by playing Astley's, and it quickly blew up to a point where Astley was performing at the 2008 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Now, it's not just that we want to talk about Rick getting his well-deserved 1 billion plays.
Of course not.
It made us think, just how much money do people who create videos on YouTube make, especially when you reach astronomical numbers like our friend Rick has. After all, a lot of us are sitting at home where we could be creating content and uploading it to YouTube.
Yeah.
And you never know, you might just be the next big thing. And what if one of your videos suddenly went viral and your view count started to go crazy? So we did a bit of digging and this is what we found.
Yeah, so this clip is taken from the YouTube channel Starting Up. He goes ahead and gives us a breakdown of just how much you could potentially earn if you were to have 1 billion views on your video on YouTube.
The amount YouTube pays every year changes every year. And this year, to get an up-to-date figure, I went ahead and researched 40 YouTube channels that are sharing their earnings over the last few months. I put that income information from those channels into a spreadsheet. I use maths and I crunch the numbers to figure out how much YouTube's paying for 1 billion views. So it turns out YouTube pays different amounts depending on the topics that individual videos are about. Mm-hmm. So the average for 1 billion views in 2021, regardless of the channel type or the niche of the channel that made that video, the average earnings for 1 billion views is $7,560,000. Wow. And this earning amount of $7,560,000 per billion views is just the amount of money those YouTube videos are making from the ads that are placed on those videos. But there's tons of other ways that YouTubers actually make money from their views, whether it's from selling merch in their videos, getting donations from live streams on their channel, having people sign up to their membership by pressing the join button below this video. YouTubers have a ton of additional income sources at their disposal in addition to that basic ad revenue.
Right. Now, you heard him say, other than the drum roll, thank God it's Friday. Now, you heard him say that depending on the content you choose to create and upload, the earnings that you could potentially earn if you were to get a billion views will differ, right?
Right.
So what kind of content, other than music videos, could make you the most money?
Right. So I think the average was, he was saying, was 7.5 million. So check out Starting Up.
I think
his name is Took Eric, right? Do check that out for other videos that he has. So, well, without irony, if you were to create a video about making money online and had a billion views, you'd be set to make close to $14 million. That's $13,850,000, right? So that's close to $40 million. Whereas if you were to have the same number of views but making videos about beauty or parenting, you'd make in the region of 1 million. So just 1 million. So have a quick look at the top earners. I'll round it up now. So if it's videos about making money online, about 14 million, about finance, 12 million. Social media tips, 7.5 million. Cooking, 7.2 million. Tech, 6.5 million. Fitness health, 4.7 million. Photography and video, 4.3 million. Self-improvement, 3.2 million. Vlogs, about 2 million. Music, about 2 million. Beauty, about 1 million. And parenting, about 1 million.
That's in USD.
USD, yeah.
And I'm sorry, I think parenting is very important and you would go online to never mind.
Right. Okay,
that's an argument for a different day. So maybe if you think that you might have a potential YouTube career in you whilst you work from home, think long and hard about the niche that you want to get into. You never know, it could pay well.
And I think, you know, whatever it is that you're interested, even if it's about parenting, a million, right? It's still money. So when I talk about the music, how things have changed, right? Because you would make money from royalties and all that. And who knew that uploading on YouTube was another source of income, right? So, I mean, you know, Rick's got about 7.5 million. We did a rough math for him, you know, so. And
how much did Gangnam Style pay? Because
4 billion.
So there were 4 billion views?
Views.
And so how much would that would be about?
About 30 million.
Right.
I'm just, you know. Just
and all this compared, we make such a fuss about Mariah Carey during Christmas time, right? And just how much she banks. But that's just like, you're looking at about six, it's a pathetic 600 million.
What is this? But of course, her income is from your downloads and all that. Yeah, but that's just another source, right?
Not just on Spotify, but also malls playing her song every year. Without fail. But you know, it'd be interesting if you want to really see, because, okay, parenting, 1 million, I really don't know. Now go and look at what Baby Shark has raked on YouTube. 9 billion views.
Okay.
Right. That's a lot of money in there. And then if you look at the top 10, and thank you, Christine, for pulling this up for me. But if you look at the top 10 videos, you've got Baby Shark in there. You've got Johnny, Yes Papa in there. And you've got Learning Colors and the Bath Song. So there's a lot of money in YouTube for kids.
Right. So there's money there. But I think also at the same time, right, just do what's true to you, right? Just do what's at the end of the day. Like for me, okay, I'm looking at it. So self-improvement is something that I like a lot, right? And, you know, 3.2 million if I get billion hits, okay la.
Just on the side, right?
Right.
All right. We, of course, have been talking about using on-demand delivery services during lockdown. How have you been using it? Frida, let's wrap up the poll.
So final poll results is to deliver food, 53.3%, online shopping at 35.1%, to deliver parcels at 10.6%, and others 2.1%.
Thank you, everyone, for chiming in, not only on our poll, but by sending us some messages as well. Of course, our top story today was about free internet for 70,000 residents in Selangor. I think you have your SIM cards shipped out by the 1st of October.
Yep.
We then moved on to
the story about, you know, delivery and how that's affected all the players. And of course, we spoke to Lala Move and, you know, and covered stories about all the different players and what the impact is on their services.
And finally, Rick hits a billion YouTube plays. And you know what we're going to do, right?
Yeah.
To take us out of the show.
We got double bonus.
Yes, double bonus. Yeah. We're going to play you a bit of Rick and then
a little bit of Aha, because they had a billion last February.
Last February. So it's more than a billion now. So good for them. I hope you have a nice weekend on behalf of Frida and myself. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bites. Richard, Arvin and Christine will take care of you all of next week. But till then, here's a bit of Rick. Never Gonna Give You Up, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.